This is Walk-Ins Welcome with Bridget Fettesy.
I love hearing people's stories of resilience and grit. This is why I created this podcast.
We are very excited to welcome Jim Gaffigan,
Yasmin Mohammed,
Glenn Beck, Tim Dillon,
Abigail Schreier,
Jeff Garland,
Ayan Hirsi Ali,
Sam Harris,
Heather Hying,
Jonah Goldberg,
Ben Shapiro,
Glenn Greenwald,
Sarah Shahi,
Colin Quinn.
If there's a culture of victimhood, then let's tell stories of grit and survival.
Subscribe and listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy this Best of Adam and Drew show.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get a mandate. Get it on. And welcome to the Adam and Drew Show. I'm Adam Carolla over here. Dr. Drew over there. Board certified. I want to thank blindsgalore.com and TommyJohn.com/ADS and LifeLock for sponsoring the show. Drew?
So my favorite intro so far.
What you thinking about, brother?
Hey, brother. I had a little conversation with your buddy, Garagos. Oh my goodness. Perfect for recording.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And have you talked to him lately?
I've spoke to him about 5 days ago, I think.
Is he suing the state of California for a constitutional overreach? And he's suing the city for the same thing, essentially. It's interesting.
Well, I you know, I'm not a litigious guy. I really don't like that aspect of our culture. I've been sued a few times. I've never sued anybody. I don't like it in the actual execution of it, or as in most cases, to be used as a punishment, a threatening. You know, it's going to cost you more in tax. It's going to cost you more in lawyers' costs, and it'll be worth the, you know, just cut a check. I don't like any of that stuff. But in this particular case, I do not like this state's overreach in general.
Yeah.
They've been at it for a long, long time, and it's kind of how you boil a frog, you know, as they say. Don't drop them into a boiling pot. Put them in a nice room temperature pot of water, and then just slowly keep turning it up. And all you have to do is sort of look around. If you take a look at, let's just say, regulations that involved automobiles.
Yeah.
And you went back to California in 1970 and 80 and 90. They just keep adding things. That's how it works. They just keep adding, you know, regulations and taxes and tariffs. And they just keep, it's all in the name of something. Usually, as I've told you, underneath that, that umbrella of safety will undo us all. You can undo anything with that umbrella of safety. You could outlaw professional football tomorrow under that umbrella of safety.
There's sort of a movement in that direction. You know,
yes.
What I mean?
Yes. Yeah. You could outlaw all, you know, no riding in convertibles, no riding motorcycles, no riding scooters or Vespas or mopeds. I mean, you could under that. Under that umbrella, you can do almost anything. I mean, we're already, I think, and Matt can look it up, but it's like I think in Burbank, California, if you own a cigar store or smoking store, you know, a place that sells cigars, cigarettes, or whatever, you can't smoke cigars inside of your business.
Of course.
Now, look, I
anywhere,
look,
you could smoke them in California.
I don't know. Like, here's my point. I have been railing against this since you've known me.
Yeah.
And the reason I've been railing against it is because you become acutely aware of it when you attempt to build things in Los Angeles or California. Acutely aware. If you just kind of live in an apartment and take the bus to work and back, you don't really see it. You don't really feel it. But if you have to get anything done, and especially in the building department, because we're an earthquake country And that is an umbrella of safety that they can span out over acreage, and they can stuff so much under that umbrella that they run wild. Mm. So in that arena, they've always run wild, and all it does is cost more, take longer, and create more. You have more overlords. I mean, like literally, you have to go into a place and you have to bring your checkbook and you have to beg them to do a project that you're going to pay for on your property. Yeah. And then you're going to have a bunch of people tell you, you probably can't do it, but if you do it, here are all the rules and you better follow all of them. Yeah. And the window for this stuff is like, yeah, we'll send the inspector out between noon and two and just wait for him. And if he shows up early and leaves, then you just make a new appointment. Like there, it is as overreachy as you can possibly get. Like I told you 4 months ago or 7 months ago, I went into the Glendale Department of Building and Safety and it was being like had a 26-year-old chick behind the counter sort of give me the third degree. You know, what are you doing with this warehouse? I said, I'm thinking about putting some of my stuff in it. Really? Like what kind of stuff? Like park some cars in there. Huh? She paused and said, they might let you do that. Those were scary words to me. They might let you do that.
Right.
They might let me put my cars in my warehouse.
Right.
But just check with them first. It's you want to fucking use the word problematic correctly, assholes. This is problematic.
Right.
This is you might be able to go onto a campus and share some of your ideas. Let us vet them first. You could put some of your cars in your warehouse. Let us just check with us. Let's just make sure. Well, let me run it up the flagpole. You brought your checkbook, right? So we'll make sure we can do this.
You know, the interesting question for me in all of this is how the fuck do you become an adult? How do you become an adult in a society that's riskless with no responsibility for anything?
You don't. And I've said it about the immune system. You can't wipe everything down. You can't wash your hands every 10 seconds. You can't use the fucking veggie wash. Like you need to get something in your system so that your system has something to wrestle with so it can build up its strength and its skills. There's an emotional side to this as well. And these people's brains are turning into fucking mush. We needed. And again, I don't know what, you know, the thing that's scary about this whole thing is somehow me pushing back against governmental overreach is now un-American.
Oof.
That's the scary part.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Now that's a weird position in history to be in, right?
Yeah. How weird.
Well, you turn on the news, who's the problem? The government or the people who are going to the beach?
Right. Jeez.
Spooky. All right, Drew, do we get paid the same to do this show? Or you sit around and
I am sympathetic to what you're saying. And when you construct it that way, it's spooky. It's spooky.
All right. Well, do some talking, would you? Jesus Christ.
I was speaking of the beach. I was at the beach this weekend. And, you know, they have those banners that they get pulled behind the planes.
Yeah.
There was one that went by that you would have appreciated that had I don't know if people around the country are aware, but there's a big problem in Orange County. It's a particular county near Los Angeles County where the governor specifically closed their beaches because they wanted to open them. Even though they are open in Ventura and San Diego and many other places, for some reason, he saw a picture, I guess, of it open the weekend before. With a telephoto lens that compressed everybody together, made them look like they weren't social distancing, when in fact the reports from the police and the lifeguards were that there's no problem with social distancing. So he closed them down, and that city was having demonstrations and all kinds of stuff. And they were pulling a banner behind this plane with a picture of Newsom with a Hitler mustache saying, stop the tyranny.
Well, good. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't like people being compared to Hitler. I think we do it way too easily.
Way too many. And by the way, in my entire, I lived with, you know, I was my childhood was within, there it is. Look at that. 20 years of actual Hitler. And his name was not mentioned that much within range of the Second World War. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My didn't mention as much as right now.
My grandfather fled Hungary and he had his family rounded up and many of them killed and friends and so on and so forth. And so he was there and he never mentioned Hitler as much as we're doing it today. So good on us. But it's this fear. It's this crazy fear mongering that I don't feel serves us, and it makes me worried. And I don't, you know, there's all these sort of sayings like you can never be too safe. It's like, oh yes, you can. You can definitely be too safe. But it's part and parcel of what I was talking about with the building, which is you need to build a building that could withstand a 9.0 earthquake, but you don't need to build one that could withstand a 14.0. You just don't. You can't. And someone will go, all the assholes go, well, what's the harm? Well, the harm is it costs 10 times as much and it takes 10 times as long.
Yeah.
And thus people move to Texas. That's what the cost is. All right. Let me hit blinds galore for your, everything I've built, by the way, I have, and I will also tell you, Drew, it forces people underground. You get many more bootleg builds and things like that because they don't want to deal with it.
Huh.
Yeah. Think about it.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
There's a lot of words that are coming out of this. And the one I keep hearing now is the grim milestone. The grim milestone. And I got this email from Adam Schiff, and he was like, we've now reached the grim milestone of almost 70,000 deaths. And I'm like, wait a minute. You can't reach a grim milestone of almost.
Yeah.
You have to be at that place. You can't go.
It's a milestone. You have to pass the milestone.
Yes. Like you cannot celebrate your golden anniversary that takes place in 3 years. That's you have to wait for your golden anniversary. First off, think how many. Now, look, you can say, well, that's not good use of the English language. And my question is always, but why? Why would you word it that way?
Well, of course.
Why are you wording it? Why are you saying we've reached a grim milestone of almost? Like if I said to Adam Schiff's office, you write this sentence. We went from LA and we reached Sacramento. And then under it, you go, and we almost got to Sacramento. They'd go, I'm not going to write it that way. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Right. But it makes sense when you're trying to scare the fuck out of everyone all the time. Right.
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 And Cuomo apparently admitted that they overstated things at the beginning to scare people, to get them to comply. And that seems unethical to me.
Unethical.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the Wayback Machine. 55,000 Americans die secondhand smoke every year. The way overstating of likelihood of breast cancer, so you can get mammograms. How about AIDS is an equal opportunity killer? Kill a heterosexual couple as fast as it'll kill a gay couple. Why are they doing that? You want to know why? Because they know what's best.
Right, right.
They're in charge.
Right.
They're not the governor. They're not the mayor. They're mommy and daddy. And it, you can tell that little kid, you finish your vegetables or the boogeyman's going to get you, and you're a good parent.
Well, but except kids eventually rebel, right?
Right.
And so I'm wondering, I want you to use your crystal brain. I'm wondering if the too safe move is going to result in people sort of breaking it out after this. I mean, certainly the freeways reflected where everyone's going 85 miles an hour right now.
Oh, yeah.
That they will not listen to anything anybody says about staying safe. And I wonder, I really wonder if sort of our preoccupation with living to 120 and all that BS goes away and people get more realistic that life has an endpoint to it. Do you think, or are we going to stay in our BS?
You know, as I've said quite a few times to you and other people, I just think there's going to be a chasm. I just think there's going to be a greater chasm. And it's one that only was separated. I mean, in the past, there was a kind of chasm of wealth and there was a chasm of education. You know, this group is uneducated. You know, I mean, we had, you know, 100 years ago, we had this group had a third grade education. And then this group had college degrees, you know. And of course, if you had the third grade education, you'd be working on the land of the guy with the college degree. And there's been this kind of chasm, but there wasn't an emotional, psychological chasm. Mm. You know, I feel like there's going to be a group of like Wim Hof breathers, cold water dunkers, you know, supplement takers, you know, extreme exercise, you know, kind of literally windsailing and parasailing and like on zip lines and climbing mountains and, you know, starting successful businesses and using tech to their advantage. And then there's going to be a group of kind of Grubhub, Taco Bell, angry, watching CNN, blaming everyone around them. And
aren't you describing the current reality? Aren't we already there?
No, well, we're there, but the chasm shall grow wider.
Ugh.
And then there's going to have to be a group that represents the Taco Bell disgruntled, angry folks that are sitting home just watching the news and getting angry. And those voices will be AOC. And she will explain that you're right to be angry and you shouldn't have to work. You shouldn't have to go back to work. You shouldn't have to pay rent. And there's going to be a cottage industry of people who pander to those people. And what they're going to do, as well as pandering to those other people, is they're going to try to vilify those that are exercising and working weekends and eating right. It's a two-prong process.
You're describing the present scenario, the present case.
Yes. Yeah, I am. I'm saying it's going to widen.
Yeah.
Now, what's not happened yet is the group that's being vilified is going to just fucking move away and go, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to try to win over this group anymore. I'm moving away. Hmm. There's no negotiating with this group.
Moving away from the country or moving away from the other group?
I think probably moving away from all that we sort of thought, you know what I mean? Like, you're having those thoughts. I'm having those thoughts. Everyone in California sort of having those thoughts where like, oh, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to live the golden dream and blah, blah, blah. And at a certain point, you're like, I just want a little land and not to be told what to do.
Right. Right. Which is not California.
No.
Hey, Rachel Maddow just tweeted, when the final data is in, nursing homes will account for about half of all COVID deaths in every state. Shocking.
Yeah, I could have seen that one coming.
So did I explain to you, this is something, a conversation I don't know if you and I have had. I think I had it with my wife. That, you know, I worked in nursing homes for years. In fact, I used to time my nursing home rounds to make sure I was in my car during your breaks when you had that Saturday shift, or was it a Sunday shift on K-Rock?
I think I did a Saturday morning Mr. Burcham show at K-Rock, which looking back on that now sounds sort of insane.
Yeah. And right. so I would time, I would want to, you'd take calls during the breaks. And right. so I would, and so I would time get in the car, but I used to do a lot of nursing home stuff. And as a result of that and seeing what life is like in a nursing home, when you go to a nursing home, it's because you need institutional care, right? You can't survive without institutional care, which means you need two or more people to lift and move you. You need people to feed you. You need people to deal with your excrement and urine, and you need people to keep you safe because oftentimes either you're physically so debilitated that you can't move about or you're neurologically so debilitated, which is the more common thing. So here's my thing on nursing homes. Adam, if you're around when somebody's, and I'm in such condition that I should need a nursing home, I will fucking kill you. I'll haunt you if you allow them to put me in one. If I am so far gone that I need a nursing home, I'm out.
Well, I want to talk.
Whatever. Yeah,
I want to talk about that.
And people don't know what that is. They don't prepare for it. I'm not saying 2 weeks of physical therapy in a nursing home after a hip replacement. I'm saying I am so debilitated that this is now my life that I need institutional support. Done.
That's it. I want to talk about that. First, I want to hit
concrete myth. Creatine is just for bodybuilders. Fact, creatine is for any fitness routine. Concrete, number one, stimulant, free, pre-workout supplement. Concrete, patented creatine. HCL is the favorite of elite informed athletes. All the strength and endurance benefits of creatine without the negative side effects like cramps, diarrhea, and all that such stuff. It's the only creatine females should use for increased lean muscle. No water retention or bloat. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body. Concrete fuels your body and your mind. Give your loved ones the gift of health and focus and immunity this holiday season. Concrete is the perfect stocking stuffer. Drew swears by it. I'm on it now. It's concrete, right, Matt?
Take control of your health, both body and mind, building a better you with concrete. Register now at concrete.com/podcast. That's concrete.com/podcast to receive free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart, concrete is truly changing the game.
I was talking to a doctor last week on my show. Yes, there are other doctors in my life, Drew. I just wanted to tell you that.
You're jealous. I'm bummed.
Dr. Katz, who was on Bill Maher a couple of weeks before, had very interesting thoughts. But one thing he brought up that I hadn't even thought of or pictured, and it's not because it's not obvious. It's just because I hadn't pictured it. When we hear the news and we hear people rushed to the hospital and ambulances because of their bodies ravaged by coronavirus, you know, he said, yeah, half the people are taken in an ambulance from the nursing home to the hospital. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was picturing them coming from playing Marco Polo in their backyard with their kids. You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem. We don't picture the addled emaciated body of Nana or Grandpa being loaded up from the nursing home and taken. And yes, of course, what are the chances that person, you know, that's not Chris Cuomo,
right?
That's Nana.
That's right. And by
already
the way,
in a nursing home for a reason.
If you go anywhere from a nursing home, you're going in an ambulance. Do you understand? Right. That's what the condition is of needing to be in a nursing home. And I don't want that. Now, let's say, and God help you, if I'm in a nursing home and you put me on a ventilator, that is the craziest move of all time.
You mean you go from a nursing home to a hospital and be put on a ventilator?
Oh, my God. Why would you do that to me?
I couldn't imagine anything more. Now your misery index is through the roof.
And your probability of living a year after that is zero. And by the way, to return you to a nursing home now in really sad shape, to get bed sores and break down further.
And
by the way, if you're 85 and vital, let's say I missed the nursing home piece and I'm 85 and doing okay. If I get so sick with anything that I need to be on a ventilator, my probability of surviving a year approaches zero.
Right. Yes, we must re-examine our relationship with death.
Absolutely. And 100%. And aging.
And aging. And I do have this thought. Now, look, I'm grandfathered in to say whatever I want because I'm an atheist. But as we move away from religion, I think there's a lot of byproduct, and this could be part of the byproduct. I don't know. I haven't really studied it or haven't really thought about it that much, but if somebody's going to go be with God, so to speak, or to reunite with their wife who passed away 2 years earlier or whatever the version of that is in your mind, I think it's a lot easier to say goodbye.
Yep.
And
I always said, because I dealt with a lot of death and dying in my practice, and that's just what happens when you're an internist. And I always thought the people that had an afterlife were at a, I was very jealous.
That had a what life?
A sense of an afterlife.
Well, yeah. Of course we're jealous and or envious or whatever it is. But the other question as it pertains to that, Drew, is, could you tell that the families that had a faith would let go easier than the families that had no faith? Because it stands to reason, at least to me, that if you just don't have anything, look, one is I'm going to meet my maker, and the other is I'm going into the ground, and that's all she wrote. It stands to reason, but what's your experience?
Oh, people that have a religious, any kind of religious frame, it's much, much easier, much better. I guess, like I said, I'm...
Well, it's not better, but more likely is what I'm asking.
More likely to allow somebody to die?
Yes.
It cuts both ways, because sometimes I've encountered certain religious folks who talk about the sanctity of life, and this is God's gift, and you must, you know, good. The life must be sustained at any cost, and you know, we can't be responsible for anything. If there's anything to be done, we must do it. So it cuts both ways.
Right. There's no doubt. You know, the only question is what percentage? You know what I mean? Like Terry Schiavo famously was, you know, being kept alive for many years. She was young, I think it was Floridian, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if her family was religious. I don't know. There was a battle between, I guess, her family and the state. It's an interesting story. But my point is anecdotally, I would think it would be easier to say goodbye to Nana if I was deeply religious.
Yes, that is a categorical yes. The side effect sometimes is this other issue.
Yes. Yeah. That's always going to be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle your policies at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right. So in our next episode, I do want to keep going down this road a little bit, because we are going to have to re-examine our position with mortality.
Yep.
Also, as I've always said, this is the death of math. You know, when this thing started, they'd go, as someone who was older than 65 died in placentia, I'd go, how old? Yeah. I want to know. I want to know if they're 89. I want to know the ages. It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference to me. We've talked about it before. Here's the deal. Dying at 19 is horrible, and dying at 87 is great. If you picture every newborn, if you picture every newborn that just comes onto this planet where at whatever country you're in, and you said this newborn's going to die at 19, you'd be very upset. And yeah. they said this newborn's going to die at 55, you'd go, that's kind of a medium. And if you said this newborn's going to die at 87, you'd be jumping up and down. And so would your wife.
Yeah.
And if it was a wheel that just had three categories in it and it got to 87, you'd be jumping up and down. So when somebody dies at 87, don't give me that no death, one death. There's too many deaths. It's always tragic. It's not always tragic. That's a big fucking victory.
I agree. Whenever I'm helping families deal with this, I always say, there's certain times it's time to celebrate. I mean, you should celebrate this life.
All right.
Hey, really quick, Donald Trump just tweeted at Jimmy, calling him wacko last placer Jimmy Kimmel.
God. Jesus Christ. It can never end. Can it end? It ever end? All right. That was Trump, not Junior, huh?
That was Trump himself.
Jesus.
Greeting at Jimmy.
Take that phone away. Drew, you got to take your own phone away. I don't even know how you know who's tweeting at everyone. I never know who's tweeting at everyone. All right. You can pick up my book. You can pre-order it at Amazon. It's coming out the 16th of June. I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. All this stuff is in there. And you can check out our YouTube page if you want, youtube.com/Adam Carolla. It's all there. A lot of stand-up, free stand-up there. And shoot me a tweet. I'll read my tweets. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drdrew.com. I've been doing streaming there regularly on a daily basis. Take a look at that. We have call-ins once a week. Interesting guests. And the Dr. Drew pod's up. It's all at drdrew.com.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.